Good morning. May God's blessings be upon us today as we celebrate Friday, second week of Advent, where we are told to repent and believe in the gospel. In the gospel today, what is demonstrated is the contradiction between feelings and intellect. Already Blaise Pascal, noted mathematician and a mystic, already said, the heart has reasons which the head cannot understand. Ba't ko ginawa yon? Sabi ni St. Paul, I know what is good, but I do not do it. So in the gospel today, Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 to 19, the contradiction came to the fore. Just like children, tugtugan mo ng masayang awit, hindi iraw sumasaya. Tugtugan mo naman ng malulungkot, hindi nagluluksa kahit may namatay na. Contradiction between the heart and the head, because the heart has reasons which the head cannot understand. But pinakasalan yon, drug addict yan eh. Tuloy pa rin, maski anong sabi mo. So the Lord said, John the Baptist came, dressed in camel's hair, eating only locust and wild honey. Inaalihan ng demonyo yan. He's possessed by a demon. Then, the Son of Man, Christ Himself, came eating and drinking, and they said, look, he's a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. The contradiction between the heart and the head. So how do we know? That is the main point that the readings today would like us to understand. How do we know when to dance and when to mourn? Sabi ng ating mga ninuno, kung anong tugtog, yun isasayaw mo. Paanong alam kung ano yung tugtog? How do you really know what to do? What kind of value systems do you have? It's our values that makes us decide for or against. It's our values, sometimes mostly unconscious, it's our values that let us know when to dance and when to mourn. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 48, verses 7 to 19. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go. If you think that this is all that matters, yung mundo lang, itong mga bagay na lumilipas, you will never know what to do with your life. You will not know what is good. You do not know where you should go. Ang lalim niyan. Pero, we pay lip service that the Lord is wisdom. We do not do it. Karamihan ng mga tao, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. And then, if we do not have, you do not know what is for your good, kung hindi mo alam kung ano talaga yung maganda para sa'yo, may mangyayari pa sa'yo. You will be held responsible. Your name will be cut off and blotted from the presence of the Lord. And so, in first Psalm, those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life, was our responsorial, was our response Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, but delights in the law of the Lord. And that is why Voltaire, I think he was an atheist, French philosopher, he said, if God does not exist, we have to invent him. Because we need the compass to tell us where to go. We need a standard so that we will know what is good for us. So we follow his commandment so that we will know when to dance and when to mourn. Marami ngayong mga tao, wala nang mga moral compass. Susunod na lang sa Allah. Kung TikTok ang uso, TikTok din sila, parang mga kabataan. Kung sunod na naman, ayaw na nila sa Facebook dahil andyan na raw yung mga lolo at lola nila. Gusto nila yung sila-sila lang. Hanggang doon na lang sila. Anong nangyayari even in this world? Emotional distress. Many are thinking of ending their lives kasi wala naman silang nakikita ang kahulugan daw. Mga kabataan. And that is why we should be clear on where we should go. We should be clear to choose things that will be good for us. Bakit may nagda-drugs? Bakit may nagiging alcoholic? Bakit may naa-addict sa pera? They do not know where to go. They do not have the wisdom. They are not like a tree planted near running waters. Siguro buhay na buhay sila ngayon. Later on, matutuyo yan sila. Because it only those who follow the Lord will have the light of life, as our response said. So ikaw ang kawawa, ang ibig sabihin. Ayaw mong sumunod sa Diyos, baka masaya ka lang sandali. So uusigin ka ng budhi mo. Pagkatapos, magbabayad ka rin minsan sa lupa apang ito na walang kahulugan ang buhay mo, napakalungkot mo. A person who does not find a reason to live will soon find a reason to die. Yan yung nangyayari sa maraming kabataan ngayon. According to the survey, even before the pandemic, the guidance counselors and the therapists were already warning us that this is, there is a mental health problem, mental health crisis among our young people. They do not know what is good for them. They do not know the way this should go. So kung ano-ano na lang pinagagawa to escape the emptiness, hanggang alas dos, nagtitiktok yung maraming kabataan. That's not the way to live. That's not the reason why you are placed in this universe. And that's what the gospel is proclaiming today. You should know when to dance. You should know when to mourn. You should know what is good for you, according to the prophet Isaiah. And you should know the way you should go. That is a very deep human need. Pangangailangan ng tao. So parents, pag-isipan niyo rin yung mga anak niyo, baka ibibili lang ninyo kaagad ng iPhone 14 na ba ngayon? O kung ano na yung 100,000 na iPhone na pinapangarap ng mga kabataan? Bibigay niyo lahat? Tapos hindi alam kung anong mabuti para sa kanila? Hindi alam kung saan dapat pupunta, anong dapat gagawin sa buhay nila? Napapansin ko sa mga kabataan, marami wala ng pangarap sa buhay. Nung panahon ko, tanungin mo, anong gusto mo paglaki mo? Alam mo na, tour, basta may mga pangarap. Ngayon, tanungin mo, kibit balikan, balik na naman sa cellphone nila, lagay na kanilang earbud, escaping the problem. We should proclaim to them the Word of God. Gusto mong malaman mo kung anong mabuti sa'yo? Gusto mong malaman mo kung saan ka dapat pupunta? Sabi ni Diana Ross, luma na yan, tandaan na ako eh. Do you know where you're going to? Dapat itanong niyo rin sa inyong sarili. All of us. And the main takeaway from the Word of God today, I, the Lord, your God, will teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go.